With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says Donald Trump's New York trial has been a sham, one he says is based on what he calls a total denial of due process.
They've got this concocted theory where they take some misdemeanor bookkeeping entries and bump them up to a felony because those supposed misdemeanor crimes are designed to cover up another offense. What's the other offense?
Cotton says even after the prosecution rested its case, it has yet to name that underlying offense. An American couple doing missionary work in Haiti has been murdered in an ambush. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Haitian authorities say three people were killed in a gang attack in the capital city, including a young married couple from Oklahoma. A police official says the young couple, identified on Facebook by relatives as Davy and Natalie Lloyd, were ambushed along with a third person as they left a church in Port-au-Prince after a youth activity. They were taken to two different houses and then gangs started shooting through the windows, according to a Facebook post. The couple and a third victim, a man identified as Jude, worked for a group called Missions in Haiti. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says he spoke with many Israeli leaders off the record during a recent trip to Israel and found that President Biden's vacillating support has been a hard pill to swallow.
To hear the Americans tell the Israelis that we're going to withhold arms and then trying to force them into a ceasefire with a group that's bad at ISIS, it's just heartbreaking. There's a palpable sense that they know they need to stay close to America, and I encourage them to stay close to America. But they long for the old days. They long for the Trump administration.
O'Brien told the Salem Radio Network that many in Israel believe that had President Trump still been in office, the October 7th Hamas attack would not have happened. This is SRN News. A Salvation Army official calls out the city of San Francisco. Michael Harrington reports.
Adam Nathan is chairman of the Iconic Christian Ministries Advisory Board in the city, and he's shocked about a government program that gives alcohol to homeless people who are alcoholics. Nathan tweets, quote, "Providing free drugs to drug addicts doesn't solve their problems. It just stretches them out. Where's the recovery in all this?" The San Francisco alcohol program is costing some $5 million every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The NFL is putting some distance between itself and Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker, who condemned abortion during a commencement address at Benedictine College. Butker also condemned the promotion of the LGBT lifestyle by the Biden administration. The league has released its own statement saying, quote, "Harrison Butker's views are not those of the NFL as an organization." This is SRN News. The U.S. is seeking to tap more money for Ukraine from frozen Russian assets as finance ministers from the Group of Seven rich democracies open up a two-day meeting in northern Italy. Here's the BBC's David Waddell.
Some $300 million of Russian assets were frozen in the aftermath of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in early 2022. The United States has been pushing for those assets to be leveraged to provide resources to help Ukraine bolster its fight back. The European Union has been resistant due to the unpredictable legal ramifications of what that might mean. According to a draft statement seen by Reuters, it seems likely the profits or interest from those assets may be set aside to help Ukraine. The statement went on to say the assets would remain immobilized until Russia pays for the damage it's caused to Ukraine.
Another key topic at the G7, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's idea of building a united front against Chinese subsidies. This is SRN News.